You are listening to Real World News.
First low fish South Pacific meeting towards food sovereignty. Aiming to strengthen a strategic alliance of gatherers, artisanal fisher folk and local producers from the countryside, lakes, rivers, mangroves, seas and oceans, the consumers for food sovereignty and the exercise of collective rights in nature, the first low fish South Pacific meeting will take place this Friday and Saturday in Quito, capital of Ecuador. The event will take place at the Universidad Tecnológica Equinoccial and the Centro Cultural Martín Pescador of Quito, and participants from Ecuador, Colombia and Peru are expected to participate, in addition to people from Europe who will participate as observers. The organizers are the National Coordination for the Defense of the Mangrove System, the Center for the Commercialization and Revalorization of the Mangrove Culture, Martín Pescador, Slow Food Fish Italy, Amauta Causai Slow Food Ecuador, the Aqua Foundation, the Villa Puerto Pizarrón Tourism Association, and the Hyper Ecuador Foundation. Real World Radio interviewed Lider Góngora of the National Coordination for the Defense of the Mangrove Ecosystem to know more about this meeting. In a paper to promote the activity, the organizers say that to think that the fight for food sovereignty is limited to rural areas of peasants, gatherers, and artisanal fisher folk means to ignore the role of the consumption centers in the pressure sector on the territories where the products are then consumed or taken from. An alliance between gatherers, artisanal fisher folk producers and consumers, between the urban and the rural areas, is necessary, he said. To maintain food sources, which are the center of their economies, in optimal conditions, is a necessary requirement for the physical, social and cultural survival of the peoples. In an interview with Rio World Radio, Góngora talked about the meeting that will take place on Friday and Saturday and denounced the shrimp industry, which he considered criminal and the number one threat in Ecuador and the world against mangrove ecosystems and their communities. In this way, he highlighted some cases where the entire populations had to be evicted in some areas of Ecuador due to the advance of the shrimp industry. Lider believes that the Ecuadorian law promoted by President Rafael Correa has favored the shrimp industry. The sea and the fishing that take place becomes a new industrialization frontier that is opening its way. In terms of the popular consultation promoted by social movements and organizations in Ecuador about oil exploitation activities in Xasuní, in the Amazon forest, Góngora said that the National Coordination for the Defense of the Mangrove Ecosystems is also gathering signatures. The leader highlighted that the indigenous people who inhabit the area and were not contacted should be given priority.
You are listening to Real World News.